Hey, it's all about in light of 2012, we're going to see that I think anyway, 2011, it'll be eclipsed, literally. We will lose 2011 in light of all that's going to happen culture-wide, worldwide when it comes to 2012. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness Live. We are here at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday night, December the 4th. 2011, that's right, it's 2011. But listen, in light of what is to come, if you've looked at the website, shatterthedarkness.net, here's what it says. Welcome to 2011. Watch out because it's going to go fast. What you can feel in the air has connection to all that is really occurring. Some of this can be seen, but so much of the inspiration of this, well, it's supernaturally unseen. Now, that's the emphasis I'm going to give here tonight on, well, in light of 2012, what is going to be really happening in 2011. And so we've got to watch out for the diversion, for like a movie. Now, listen, remember this story. It's about a movie. Years ago, I was watching a movie, and I don't even know what it was. I forget the name of it. But there was somebody that had started a fire in a particular building. All of the townspeople, all of the fire department, all of the officers, everybody was, you know, focused on down there at the fire. They're all around the fire. They're all trying to help at the fire. They're all completely focused on the fire. But those that set the fire, well, they were up the street. They were in another location. They were robbing the bank. They were literally robbing the bank. So, in this spiritual strategy, in this spiritual war, in this conflict, the mission of God, the agenda of the dark side, the river that flows south of heaven, out of Hell's Kitchen, and then the river that flows, well, from the throne of God. For those who are new, listen, welcome. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. To all the friends listening, number of you from Facebook been putting up your comments and sending me emails. And listen, it is a great joy, really, to be interacting with you. I'm sitting down here in the studio, study room, whatever, just kind of the hideaway. Yeah, I've got some green tea tonight, loaded up with some honey. That's different than usual. Usually it's French roast coffee, but, well, the maps of the world and the flags of the nations, and even a list over to my right of the nations where there's been downloads. So I've got to say this. Welcome to those of you in Boulder City 101.3. Welcome to those satellite-wise listening right now. Welcome to those on the internet live all over the place. And then for those who download the archives. And we're looking again in Paris and London. We're looking in Manila. We're looking all over Australia, all over the coast of China. Now that we've been mentioning China and the Federation of Russia, Russian Federation, we've just seen thousands of more downloads. So you've got to understand that, yes, it's personal. It is definitely personal. It's not just this voice. It is the hand of God. It is the Spirit of God that has brought us here to you today, even to those of you that are the recon, well, specialists, even the mediators of the internet places all over the world. Want to say to the mediators, to the, well, the military in China and other places, listen, what we have is not a political message. What we have is, it literally is a message that comes from God, and that God can, well, reach your life. That's what it's about. So I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad that there are those now, many believers in Christ that are listening also, and have been a part of the shows in a lot of ways. They have joined in prayer for many of you all over the world. So we pray again. In this 1 hour, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, listen, on this date, December the 4th, 2011, may God stretch out his hand to save and to heal and to deliver and even show his sign and wonder to the glory and in the name of Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. May it be tonight that God sparks revival, God calls back and cleanses and renews the backslidden. May it be that right now, listening, there's someone got, by God's providence that gets saved, comes to Christ. And so we would pray that the Lord would crush the work of the enemy, all that which would block, all the delusion, all the seduction, all the deception. In the name of Jesus, may the word of truth, may the spirit of truth, may Christ, you do know he said that he was and is the way, the life, and the truth. And so we want to bring that to you tonight. Listen, we love you. We care about you. And I've got about five individuals from all over the nation waiting for phone calls. We're going to get to you tonight. And we're going to try to interact with a number of individuals tonight. We're going to see. It's going to be spiritual engagements all across the board. And so we appreciate the opportunity. So tonight, as we gather in here on this particular show, you know, the theme of the week is just simply called Perceptions 2011. Now, I made it very clear on my website. Listen, I'm going to read it. I'm going to quote it. Quote, "I am not a prophet, nor are these radio broadcasts prophecies. I'm giving you what I see from my research, study of the Word of God, observations of culture, my sense of spiritual discernment, and a spiritual analysis." That's what I'm giving to you right now. And if the Spirit of God would give me a word, I have no fear in sharing that. Now, I do rely on biblical prophetic revelation. And what the Spirit of God in the Word of God does say is coming. Now, God, this is where I think a lot of individuals have missed it. God has not only said what he is going to do and what mankind is going to do and the end of all things, God has brought massive revelation on a global agenda, a spiritual global agenda. God has brought literally hell's playbook right off its table and has specified the sequential events and the evolutionary development of that dark side. So there's a lot of satanic synchronicity going on. There's a lot of under the carpet going on and above the carpet going on. Now, they look different. I mean, spiritually, it can be absolutely counterfeit, absolutely lethal. But on the top, it can look like an angel of light. On the bottom, it's going to be the blood and guts of the demons of hell and of all of its breath and all of what it does, because the doorways from their side to ours, still human sacrifice and the shedding of blood is still the number one door. But we're going to talk about some of the other doors because of 2012. Now, I want to tell you tonight, and last night we dealt with 2011 being short and quick, and that has a lot to do with because all the focus is out there on 2011, and I'll be mentioning a lot of that. Now, listen, in the news, I was going to mention about the birds, the hundreds and hundreds, and now they're saying thousands. Now, listen, I've heard all kinds of news today and all kinds of response, and it may have been some kind of military testing, everything else. I do think that needs to be looked into, just like that missile that came out of that Chinese sub off the coast. Out there in the waters. What was it all about? Most of what is really going on under the carpet is not being told us. That's why so many of you, so many of us are going to have spiritual analysis. That means being alert. That means knowing where to look. That means knowing that you're looking with spirit-lit eyes. Your heart and life is lit up by the Word of God. You understand, if you're a believer, that even Ephesians 5 tells all believers, have you ever been taught this in church? To expose evil deeds of darkness? Now I'm going to say it very clearly. You cannot expose what you do not know. You can't expose what you do not know. And so that's why we have to do the research. But when it comes to the lethal side of darkness, please understand, I really believe that supernaturally God has to help break into that side of things. So wherever you're looking, if you know that you're tapping and knocking on the door and behind it is some of the lethal, actual physical things that are going on, then you're going to need, like Ezekiel chapter 8, you're going to need God. You're going to need God to come through with his authority, his sovereign power, and open up doors. And I really believe that God is willing. Ezekiel 8 shows me that God wills to rip open a hole into the substructure of radical evil. Now, let's talk about it a little bit. Why tonight's particular message? Listen to the subtitle for January the 4th. 2011 will be in the shadow of 2012. Big expectations for New Agers and 2012ers. Will ancient doors to old power gods be opened again? Explaining satanic synchronicity as it relates to satanic ascendancy. Now, I got to say it again. Explaining satanic synchronicity as it relates to satanic ascendancy. Everything the Word of God shows is not only the origin, nature, and methodology of the satanic side, but the ascendancy, the progressive, the kind of evolutionary ascent of the satanic order and its presence and its manifestation. Let me say it very carefully. There is no satanic agenda or an ascendancy of that agenda or of its people without the real powers being manifest, being operative. Just as there is no advance to the kingdom of God but by the power of God, the Spirit of God, so there is no advance to that river that flows from hell's kitchen. All the Satanists and Luciferians listening, those that do the recon, you understand this well. You email me and let me know every so often. I'm open to that. If you're open to listening, well, that's a good thing. You never know who might crack in to that blackened, demonized heart of yours. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, have you know this? Have you sung the song? Has anybody sung the song lately? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but. There's power there, and all of the folks of 60-plus years, the Black Flame. Worldwide, what used to be Nazism, the Black Flame, the precursors to Luciferic globalism. Well, they've been operative 60-some years all over the world and growing. The problem is most of us haven't seen it, and almost all of us have not seen under the carpet a secret power of lawlessness operative all over the world. Now, if you want to wonder what's going on in the politics and all the rest of the stuff, well, it's all because there is an ascendancy. Now, I'm going to explain satanic synchronicity. Now, I understand by experience and by biblical revelation the providence of God. God is at work in my life as a believer for the good. He's at work. He's operative. He's working things out providentially, opening doors, setting things up. He's way beyond me. He's way beyond me. And I delightfully not just submit, but enjoy God being so big, so vast, so awesome that everything is known. Everything, if anybody's going to give me a heads up, if anybody's going to lead me, as I've said before, Isaiah 48:17, he teaches what is best and he leads in the way that we should go. Now, I'm here today by God's providence. There are those of you out there that have helped, and because of that, we are here. We're in the midst of the providence of God. Those of you listening in up to 80 other countries in the world or more. Because God's got a mission, God's got a plan, God's got a work. And it is being done in light of another agenda. Satanic synchronicity, quick word about it. It is where the real spirits are operative, knocking on the doors of lives of people, getting into the lives of individuals, giving dreams, speaking, visiting, attaching, possessing, guiding, leading in writings, leading in channeling, leading out into the astral realm, leading out with non-human enhancements, giving things and bringing more of the spirits in. More and more and more. Not only individually, but collectively in groups. So that when somebody begins to answer the door to the spirits, the demons, the fallen ones, when you begin to answer the door there and you are open to the, well, the movement, then they begin to arrange. They begin to set you up. They begin to connect you where their brethren are and begin to layer you in, well, ultimately to get the grip, to get the control, to get the precedent in your life, and then to use your life to advance the cause of Luciferic globalism, preach the doctrine of an evolutionary homo lumos, homo deity, an evolutionary development for humanity, a spiritual alternative to glorification. A spiritual alternative to salvation that leads to glorification by the hand of the infinite God. Now, it's going to be true. Some of you will cling to that like a monkey holding the banana inside the tree. The tiger's coming up the tree, but you're not going to let go in order to get away. I really believe the phrase that was spoken years ago, he is no fool to give up what he cannot keep, to gain what he cannot lose. So tonight, by the providence of God, may the Spirit of God strike you with strength and power and might, draw and convict and convince. May the Spirit of God touch believers everywhere with great fire and a great urgency and a great courage and a great boldness to rise, because 2011 will be eclipsed by 2012. And if we don't watch ourselves in this spiritual synchronicity going on and this spiritual ascendancy that is developing, we may just simply watch and be fascinated by the fire while the bank's being robbed, by souls and lives are being robbed. God didn't call me to just stand and look at the fire of hell as it begins to spread worldwide, as it begins to get hotter, as it begins to consume more. 2012? Listen, in light of 2011, there are vastly more pieces of information out there concerning 2012. When's the last time you read a book about 2011? When's the last time you went to a movie titled 2011? When's the last time you got a documentary dealing with 2011? When's the last time you've heard theoretical physicists, those who are engaged with what is called the field, that presence out there, that energy? Where and when it comes to movies, communication, media, books, even prophecies, 2011, seem to be all eclipsed. It's as if the satanic synchronicity has built to the point where it is focusing billions of people's eyes and hearts and minds on December the 21st, 2012. Here's what I expect. Here's my perception. That push to watch for that date and all that leads up to it will become stronger and stronger and stronger in the air, in books, in movies, in channeling, in UFO encounters with alien extra-dimensional entities. That's right. The communication, the manifestation. I believe there's going to be a glut during this year of information that focuses on December 21st, 2012. Even when it comes to archaeology and drugs and spiritual doorways, let me mention the three. Down there in Chichen Itza, down in the ruins among the Mayan temples, Do you realize that even in the sonatas, the pools of water where all the skulls are, all the heads that have been lopped off and thrown into the pools down in there, the caverns, what were they once used for before they were flooded? What about the Nephilim architecture of the buildings? What about the presence in the air? What about the astroarchaeology, the connection of ground-level doorways and above in the atmosphere? What about an entire civilization being raised and shaped through dark side spiritual architecture, development, writings, prophecies, sciences, everything? Not realizing that all of the powers and all of the buildup was coming from the sacrifice of thousands and thousands of poor villagers. The blood was flowing, the heads were rolling, the guts were being pulled out, the kids were being fried. And it is absolutely amazing to me to see those in the movies, writing the books, those that are doing the documentaries, and the archaeologists, and all the others that are going down into the area. You know what they're doing? It's amazing to me. As they're sitting on the very stairs where human blood was shed, where all the ritual work was going on, where the horrific horror and bloodshed and pain and death and fear and all of it was in the air. Is that the kind of society you want to live in? You're either the ones privileged on the sacrificial side, you know, doing the sacrificing, or you're the ones being drawn into it. So here's the issue. Back in the day of the Nephilim, where they roamed worldwide, back in the day when the gods and goddesses, demonically oriented, set up camp all over the world, back in the day when the flood wiped out all of it, back in the day when the spirits began to once again call, once again draw unaided, susceptible, fallen humanity back to the doorways, back to the ritual slabs, back to the caverns, back to the demonized objects. They're drawing them back into contact, back into engagement, finding the old ritual books and everything else. Now, listen, I'm going to mention three things specifically about 2012. In light of 2011, we're already in the fourth day of 2011, and most of the content out there will be focused on 2012. And so I want to cut that off here in the beginning. Let's cut off the head of the snake. Let's do it together. Number one, all of this concerning 2012 is going to create spiritual expectation and inquiry. It is literally going to be creating spiritual expectation in the wrong way. See, I've got spiritual expectation for the power of God, the hand of God, greater work in prayer, more souls. I've got great sense. God's primary verse so far this year to me is Psalm 5:3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. Because the pursuit right now in my life is how much of heaven's grace, mercy, can I help get down here on the field before the very, very end? Souls won, lives healed, the demonized delivered, and dark side stuff exposed and crushed as much as possible. You ain't going to see me sit in some cavern waiting for it all to collapse. But I'm going to tell you that in the air, in the writings, in the movies, in the books, among the archaeologists and the 2012er and New Age pursuants, man, there's going to be this spiritual expectation. They're going to live, they're going to, they're going to open doors for, more and more are going to inquire. You know, more and more are going down to the Mayan ruins. You know what it's about down there, too? It's the spirits that have been there for so long. You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. You give them a part in your life, they're going to take all of it. And so they've been summoning and calling and working and doing their synchronicity. Engaging some that have already gone down. They come back to Europe. They go back to Russia. They go back to the United States. They go back to Australia. They go back to London. And then those people that have been spiritually engaged tell other people. They write books. They do documentaries. They do all the rest. And guess what happens next? Others go down. Down to the grounds that are demonized. Down to the grounds where the ancient doors are being opened. Down to the ground where spiritually it is being charged once again, in preparation to synchronize with and to be a part of layering the future. I'm convinced worldwide, all the old and what we would consider new demonic manifestation, they all know not only their origin, their nature, their methodology, they know the agenda. They know who they hate. They know what it's about. They're anti-Christu. That's it. Anti-Christu. Fear him, hate him, fight against him. Armageddon, gonna try to kill him. You can read it, Revelation 19:19. See, there's a lot of you New Agers and 2012ers. You've got, you're packed spiritually. It's real, but it's lethal. And because of the layering in your life and because of your life being packed and layered with satanic synchronicity, engaging and helping to promote and be a part of the satanic ascendancy, it's very hard for you to see, hear the Spirit of God and the warning and the Word of God. In the end of days, the spiritual crescendo of Luciferic force will be at a pinnacle. There's going to be great inception, great communication, great manifestation, great engagement, signs, wonders, doctrines out of the sky, out of the grounds, out of the old doorways. Could I say a word to the archaeologists? Whether you're in the United States, whether you are in Mexico, whether you are down below, whether you're in South America or South Africa, India, Sardinia, the coast of China, if you're digging where the ancient Nephilim built, lived, and operated, if you're digging where the ancient gods had established a foothold, if you are digging there to open the door, listen, I'm going to warn you now, demonized objects. I'm going to warn you now that when gateways and seals, when doors are open, it may be that you were led there to do that. They are looking for those who will uncover, for those who will unlock, for those who will open the door. They need the legal right. They need the doorway. They need the gateway. They will tickle you with spiritual experience and non-human enhancements, visitations and dreams. If it is a dream spiritually given and calls you to come to the Mayan ruins only to dig deeper and open new underground temple doorways, to touch demonized objects, to figure out the old writings, to repeat them out loud and summon the very demons whose doorways have been shut and sealed by God. You open the door, you reap it. You open the door, you unleash a bit of hell in every demonized object grabbed, ancient demon god doorway opened, and reciting the ancient texts that may have come from the demons themselves and their names. You call out to them, you summon them, you better believe they're going to show up. Matter of fact, if you've gotten that far, it's probably because through satanic synchronicity, they have moved you there. They have got you there. So listen now, when it comes to 2012, it will eclipse 2011. And this going to be in the air, on the talk shows, on the television, on the big screen, in the literature, in the convergences, and where the shamans are, and where the channelers are, and where those who are astroing out are, and those who are going to go backward and dig into the old occult literatures, oh, you will see a incredible satanic synchronicity that will blow your wig away and also pull your heart out and suck your soul straight to hell if you allow it. Creating expectation and inquiry. That's right. They want people to be, they want them to be curious. They want to get them around. They want to get them into some peyote, some mushrooms. How about entherogen? Entherogen. Let me just call it entherogenics. Entherogenics. Now, let me tell you something. I haven't done this too much, but I did look to Wikipedia in this 2012 prediction stuff, and along with, books and books and document, all this other stuff. We're going to do probably about 20 days total on all the specifics throughout this 2011 year. Why? To kind of pull our heads out of that drifting spiritual river that will draw billions into a satanic synchronicity, laced with that angel-like, New Age belief-like day of, we're going to explain that in a moment. But I happened to look and I scrolled down, and the truth is, in this particular Wikipedia brief, it's titled, I believe, The 2012 Phenomenon, and it is one, worldwide. And I want to tell you right now, in 2011-4, that it's going to be, you think that it's really gripped hearts now? You wait as this year goes on, because of the actual spiritual ascendancy and the synchronicity. In the past, Frank Waters and Terrence McKenna, and you can go through all the names. You can go back to the harmonic convergence in the 90s, all the way back to 87. You can go back to events in the 80s and the 90s that were setups to open broader doors to help prepare the way for 2012. Daniel Pinchbeck is a big part of that. I read his book sometime back, The Return of Quetzalcoatl. The engagement with crop circles, alien abductions, and all the rest. But here's the issue. Entheogenics, if you want to call it that. You know what it is? Drugs. The brand new, this is going to go way beyond the 60s, folks. For those of you in the 60s that did your peyote, that did your microdots, that did all, you know, your stuff that was on the little cartoon, you know, you did the acid, you did the LSD, you know, it's funny that the CIA and MKUltra and all the rest, that along with the mind control projects and the non-human enhancement issues comes the drug issues. Does anybody remember that in the Book of Revelation, in the future, one of the things that will help grip the world, open the door to the demonic, and literally embed Luciferic globalism and Antichrist sentiment? Drugs. Pharmakios. Literally, entheogen. The concept among shamans, the concept among Mayan researchers, the concept among those who are being guided spiritually, it is involving specific drugs Well, ayahuasca is one, many others that involve opening the door, just like back in the day when the priests in the Mayan culture were having the doorways opened up and engaging the spirits and engaging the demon gods and being led and bringing the humans in for sacrifice and slaughtering them without flinching, an eyelash of human conscience. They killed and reveled in it and the blood and the, and in those rituals, powers continued to cross, and the doorways were open. They were wide open and the temples were being built broader and the civilization was being built up more and more and broader and broader and more and more and broader and broader. That's how that site operates. You go take a study of where the Nephilim roamed from Mount Hermon on worldwide. You get a new clue on why the flood was a saving act. Without the flood, listen to me, you wouldn't be here. Humanity would have been consumed, and this would have been a dead red planet. So talk about what's coming up. Yes. Number one, creating the expectation, drawing the inquirers, you know, ethnogens, the drugs that will be used. Most people don't even know this. That are going to be used in South Africa, South America, among the Mayan ruins and other places. Now, if you find yourself as an archaeologist or somebody who's doing a dig, and you find yourself having people in a spiritual synchronicity bring you drugs to want you to experience the gods, small g, you've been sucked in, and you may become an aid to Luciferic development. Now, the second thing about 2012, prediction of catastrophic events. Now, I don't care really where you look. You can look to the old occultists. You can look to the new channelers. You can listen to those who've engaged extra-dimensional entities in the sky and on so-called craft. You can look at the remote viewers and the Akashic records. You can begin to look over all of those. But the focus is going to be on the Mayan prophecies, the ancient writings, and what they say. Do you understand that these are didache of daimonoia, layered so that when they are deciphered and when they are read and when they are open, that becomes another doorway. Listen, have you ever read Timothy 4:1? Timothy 4:1. Where God, the infinite, uncreated, God the Holy Spirit, has spoken clearly because of his omniscience, omnipresence. He knows where every demon and every one of them, how they function, masquerade, where they've been buried, what doorways they're trying to get through. And you got to understand the laws of engagement. If you open those doors, you give them the right, you give them the topon. You do what they want, you even on the light level. And if deceived enough, if stupid enough, we take ayahuasca, we take the ethnogenic, the drug, the pharmakion. See, prophesied by the Spirit of God in the end of days is a inseparable connection between the rise of the kind of drugs that involve direct demon worship, direct demon experience, direct demon possession. It's already forecast, it's already predicted, it's already shown that in the future, hundreds of millions will be convinced concerning the drug element associating open doors with the spirits that become so antagonistically antichrist, blinded, take a mark, worship the technologically living image sealing their fate, a second and final and the mother of all rituals, a planetary spiritual wave as never experienced in human history, Revelation 16. It's the only way Armageddon will ever occur. Military men and women, military strategists, military weapons development specialists. There is a river that runs from the Hell's Kitchen, per se. It is growing. It is gaining force and presence and power. It is a collective. And it comes with massive masquerade, promises of human enhancement, pushes with technology for the development of planetary defense weapons systems, creating the fears of catastrophe and wars and rumors of wars. The second thing concerning 2012 is the predictions. Catastrophic collapse of nations. Catastrophic loss of hundreds of millions. Georgia Guidestones. Ancient spirit-guided writings of Alice Bailey. Again, the satanic synchronicity comes with one voice. There's a man that has written a book guided by dark spirits acting as light. Paul Vaughn Ward, God's genes and consciousness. He wrote it there and he called this collective the voices of the advanced beings that we need to be listening to, the voices, the collective voices of the advanced beings. Now, he clearly guided by spirits, which he acknowledges at the end of his book, spiritually a dangerous book, one that any believer should read, knowing that they're reading actually dark spirits guiding information influencing the reader. Even the writer, Paul Vaughn Ward, talks in the end how he knows that he had help from the collective voices of the advanced beings. Pretty cool terminology for bloodthirsty, God-hating, Christ-despising demons, fallen angels. The deception is so broad in Paul Vaughn Ward that he has believed that that is more brilliant, more extraordinary, more spectacular than God's love for humanity in Christ and the new millennium that's coming when Christ returns and the glorification of those who have believed. Are you listening? The counterfeit. Oh, it is all over the place. But we've seen nothing yet. The fire is growing in eyes and eyeballs and attention by the politician, by the media, by the movie makers, by the book writers, by spiritual, quote, leaders all over the world. Any Christians that get sucked into this literally are spiritually absolutely blinded. Now, it's the intent of the dark side to even seduce and deceive real believers. Don't forget here towards the end, I'm going to give you what you absolutely need to have in these days. And maybe right now on the 4th of January 2011, we gain perspective and realize that we're not going to allow this spiritual river that is growing, that is emerging, that is flooding its banks, that is like a torrent, sucking individuals down in with expectation and inquiry, with ethnogenics, with experiences. But the predictions, number two, catastrophic collapse. Nations will fall. There'll be a cleansing, the old demons said through Alice Bailey. There'll be a purging in the world. There'll be a need to remove some in the world, according to the extra-dimensional, well, the alien beings that are communicating. Got to have a cleansing. Oh, yeah, there's going to be catastrophic stuff. It's going to look like the world's going to fall and collapse. Black awakening, the ancient old Luciferians call it. The massive chaos that is clearly predicted in Scripture. God's already said this is what he's going to do. I mean, all you got to do is look at the four horsemen alone. White horse, spirit of Antichrist, and the development of the whole system. Red horse, peace is taken from the earth. And butchery, Greek word used in animal sacrifice. Mankind shall slaughter mankind. Millions, if not hundreds of millions, will lose their lives in the nation-collapsing, catastrophic event that could be very soon. 2012ers are believing that it's near. Ancient, listen, the old ones, they believe that it's near. There's clamoring for it under the carpet, they believe, and they're roaring about it. Can't wait for the bloodshed, can't wait for the chaos, can't wait. Again, underground, they call it the Black Awakening. Well, the catastrophic stuff is part of the predictions and will come out more and more and more so to prepare individuals. But they're going to call it a good thing. They're going to call a satanic global attack a good thing. It's like the pedophile that rapes the four-year-old calls it a good thing, calls it love. The mind could be twisted. Darkness can twist the mind. Hey, listen, read Romans chapter 1, verse 18 on down. Number 3, prediction of a global pulse, a planetary wave. All of a sudden, somehow, worldwide, a spiritual strike. Maybe this spiritual evolutionary strike, this global wave unleashed worldwide, will grab a hold of dead brain areas that we don't use, dead DNA issues, and all of a sudden a counterfeit to glorification occurs. Homo nautica, homo lumos, literally from Genesis 3, from the fallen cherub himself, homo deity. The promise of a spiritual evolution to go way beyond humanity, to create light beings, to create a new humanity. A new age is coming. A new world is coming. A new politic is coming. A new military is coming. A new everything is coming on the wave of, I believe there's going to be two of these big worldwide waves. Number one, at the Black Awakening, at the chaos that erupts and unleashes hell on earth. And then Revelation 16. Oh, why don't anybody preach on it? Why haven't I heard a sermon in 30 years on Revelation 16, the mother of all rituals? It hasn't occurred yet. It's in the future. Every political leader should understand it. Every military leader should understand it. The nation should understand it, because you're the targets. All the New Agers and the 2012ers, you're the targets of Revelation 16's ritualistic release of demonic supernatural entities with incredible miraculous powers to draw you to Armageddon. And you're going to think, unless you get out now, that it's a good thing to gather and aim your weapons into the sky to destroy Christ. How can anybody be so stupid? How was Judas so absolutely betwixt that Satan was able to enter into him to betray the Christ whose life is beyond anyone we have ever read? So the fire's growing. Fire's going to get hotter. The alarm bells, everybody, politicians, the UN, of course, military leaders, all of the precursors that are moving everybody towards, look at the fire, look at the fire, look at the fire, all the while being mesmerized by the fire that hell has created for you. A dazzling, spectacular development that hell has created. Under the carpet, something else is developing. The chaos will come. The Antichrist and his regime will be in place worldwide. A false prophet will rise, And in that last but short, less than full 7 years, the greatest deception in human history that is inseparable and leads to the greatest destruction of human life, human environment, let alone the fact that ufologists out there, alienologists out there, UFO hunters out there, disclosure is coming when the abyss is opened. They will come down upon the earth, but it's not what you think. Now, quickly, let me give you four more things. Four more things that we need to understand. Number one, when it comes to 2012 and everything that is pointing to that, specifically 2012, December the 21st, when you hear about it and when the documentaries and the movies and the discussions worldwide, all over Europe, when the planned celebrations, when the convergences, when the ethnogens, drugs, everything that is going to be planned and plotted and building millions, hundreds of millions for that time. Remember that it's all occult finite spirits operative in a heyday of satanic synchronicity. Oh, it's going to be supernatural. And that synchronicity is all about dazzling. Christians need to understand that counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles is prophesied to be effective upon literally billions worldwide. The scope, Christian, is the collective world. The scope, according to Revelation chapter 12, the scope is the total, the sum total of humanity. And they don't have any problem wanting to prance into the local churches. It's not about blaming all the churches all the time. It's about dealing with the counterfeit. It's about people that are willing to understand the difference and get in there and, like the book of Acts, stand in the power and the might and the blessing and the blood of Christ. And tell the Jezebel to get out. You know what I'm talking about. Spiritual leaders and pastors and others that bring toleration to any of the New Age 2012, any of the synchronicity of the dark side, even when it's masqueraded to look just like Christendom. If you don't have the spiritual discernment, it means that you have grieved the Spirit of God, you are not filled. It means you do not really know the Word of God well, and you do not know prophetic revelation. And you do not know the heart of the living Christ, who has the right within every local church to say what he tolerates and what he doesn't. He never tolerates spiritual adultery. He never tolerates demonic presence coming in on those playing the game and wanting to bring it right into the body of Christ. Those who let that occur are horrible shepherds. Like letting a pedophile into your children's playroom. Remember, number one, remember that it's all the finite spirits of the synchronicity, the development. You and I have not seen anything yet in comparison to what will be unleashed. And all the eyes on 2012, well, it's happening right now, 2011, January the 4th. It's all operative now, so what are you going to do? Number two, listen, preparation for the delusion. Greater delusion as mass impact. Some have called the first big worldwide wave during the chaos, the Black Awakening, the inverted Pentecost, the kind of concept of massive spiritual pouring out, but from the dark side. A counterfeit Pentecost. Do you understand what that means? Empowering, as never before, those who are already loyal to that side. The synchronicity will grow. Point number three. What don't they want us to see? If all the dark spirits in synchronicity are pointing to 2012, December 21st, and getting everybody's eyes to look at what they're talking about, their ascendancy, their agenda, their deception, the layering of their delusion to the world, if you're not careful, you could be caught in that stream. What don't they want you to see? What's behind the source of all that spirituality? What's behind the ultimate agenda? And only God cuts through all of it sovereignly and unleashes that in the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Again, if you understand Timothy 4:1, the Holy Spirit expressly, loudly, clearly, distinctly says, can you hear the Spirit of God? What don't the dark side want you to see? Kind of like the Wizard of Oz, look at the head, big flaming head. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. Don't look at the real nature of it all. Don't look that this is the satanic synchronicity that will lead to the deaths of billions of human lives and the destruction of the environment. That's why when Christ returns, new heaven, new earth, as far as destruction, and as bad as 9/11, or as bad as the great purging in Russia, or as bad as Auschwitz was, these pale in comparison to what's about to occur. Number four, the missing element for so many individuals, the overwhelming massive global mission of God, the overwhelming massive mission of God, seeing what God wants, seeing where the angels of God have been dispatched, seeing the hand of God. Now here's where the book of Acts comes in. Here's this new course we're going to put out starting the end of this week. This course called A Field Manual for the End of Days. It's all about God's mission, God's heart, God's power, God's sign and wonder, what the angels of God are doing, and the mission of God, being a part of the most supernatural. I mean, this is the river of heaven. This is where you want to see brilliance, you want to see awe, you want to stand in the breath of heaven, you want to feel the fire of God. Then you're going to have to open wide your life to the living Christ. If you're not saved, give your heart to Christ. Get out of the delusion. Get out of the satanic stuff. Get out of the New Age stuff. Get out of the counterfeit, spiritual, finite stuff. Renounce it. Come to Christ. Receive the living Christ tonight. Ask Him into your life. Stand in His presence, dear friends, this year, starting tonight. Don't wait the whole year. Don't let 2011 go along. Only being captivated by dark spirits in a masqueraded ramping up of their satanic ascendancy and pushing everybody's eyeballs and hearts to 2012. You're living now. Live for God now. I hear the music. I know that we have come to the end. I want to preach for another hour. I love you. Remember us in prayer. Remember us in support. Good night.